All right, it is 8:18 here, and we have Madeline Jarvis on the line talking all things Two Harbors Public Library. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Michelle. And before we get started, I have a quick question for you.
Sure.
What is your go-to Randy Newman karaoke song? I have to know, because that was such a great trifecta of a set.
Oh, the theme song from Monk.
Oh, that's so good! Especially because before you and I went on the air, we were chatting about the weather a little bit. So speaking of, it's a jungle out there.
Right? Exactly.
We live in quite a world.
Exactly, exactly. Or you talk too much, or short people, you know, if you want to go way back.
Short people is what came to my mind, and I was like, can I say that on the air?
Yes, you can. Because do you know that I got a full lifetime book of Randy Newman CDs from our own Two Harbors Public Library, Friends of the Library book sale a couple, I think last year? Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. That wasn't from my collection. That was actually on our electronic. But, yep. So I can listen to Randy Newman whenever I want to. I have the complete collection thanks to the Friends of the Two Harbors Public Library.
Amazing. Amazing. And, oh, hey, speaking of the Friends of the Two Harbors Public Library, unfortunately, yesterday I didn't see that CD box set on their sales shelf. But next week is actually National Library Week, and our friends at the library are going to be tabling so folks can learn more about the Friends, renew their membership, or sign up for their very first membership. And all members who stop by the table, new or old, get $3 book bucks that they can use at our perpetual book sale shelf or at the upcoming May sale. So fingers crossed there's more Randy out there for somebody.
Oh, that is fabulous. Fabulous. And when is that? That's all next week or just one day next week?
All next week. Okay. We're at the Two Harbors Public Library, and we're open Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 to 5, Tuesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 7.
Excellent. Yay. Way to go, Friends of the Two Harbors Public Library. They do so much, you know, that...
They really do. And, I mean, we're so lucky to have the generous support of the City of Two Harbors and Lake County. But for all of those fun above and beyonds, we wouldn't be able to program the way we do if we didn't have a friends group like the Friends of the Two Harbors Public Library.
Right. And there wouldn't be a little seat for kiddos in the restroom. There wouldn't be nice shelving. There wouldn't be, you know, things that we may just not even notice or take for granted. That is because of the work, not only the financial support, but that they're identifying the needs and working with you as staff and putting the time in to do it. So way to go.
Exactly. And speaking of all of that, they are funding two of our staff to go to a national conference this fall, and that's something we absolutely never would be able to do without the Friends. Without the Friends, it would be, should we pay our electric bill for 2 months or send somebody to a conference?
Right, exactly.
That's not even a decision.
Way to go.
If you're a friend and you're listening, thank you. We appreciate you so much. And if you're not a friend and you're listening, you know what? For the cost of a pizza, you can just join the Friends and you get all sorts of great benefits. So not just feeling great about yourself, but also some really great sneak peeks at book sales, a chance to make your voice heard at the community, and it's just a fun group of people.
Oh, that's so great. And speaking of programs that they help fund, what do you got going on there for the next couple weeks?
I was going to tell you there's nothing going on as an April Fool's joke, but I know you wouldn't fall for that.
No, not unless you were, like, closed for spring break or something. But then you still would be able to check out books online and, you know, so that's not even a, that's not even an issue.
So tomorrow we have a special program for grades 2 to 12, and this is in partnership with American Legion Auxiliary Unit 109 in Two Harbors. The poppy is a special symbol for veterans. And we are creating poppy posters. And this is actually a national contest with the American Legion Auxiliary. So you can stop on by anytime tomorrow, Friday, April 4th from 1 to 3. It's open house style. We have the poster boards you need, all the supplies, some more information about veterans in our community, as well as information about the poppy flower. So that's just going to be a really fun thing. If you have kiddos at home and the boots are still wet, come on by the library and make a poppy poster.
And when? What was the time? Because I have...
That is tomorrow. So Friday, April 4th from 1 to 3 p.m.
1 to 3. I have someone in mind that is actually going to be in town visiting, and they would love to do that. So
awesome.
Yes. Yeah, so think of that, listeners. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, you or... If you don't have kiddos in your life, you come and do it, you know, or spread the word of someone that would be interested in doing that. And all supplies are, materials are supplied, I'm sure, correct?
Exactly. Yep. So we have the regulation size poster board for the contest, and we have a lot of really fun markers, pens, pencils, coloring sets. And speaking of the friends, they really beefed up our craft supplies for us.
Nice.
We really appreciate, because nothing's worse than a broken crayon when you're 4 years old. So the fact that we have a friend from all ages is great.
Talk about rocking your world. Oh, that's that's super funny. Not really, though. Sorry.
You just lost all of your listeners in the age demographic 4 to 7.
Sorry, 4 year old. Oh. Oh, that's horrible. Okay, what else you got going on?
So another thing that I'm excited about, speaking of partnerships, it's the Twin Courts Festival of History. And there was a great article about this festival in the News Tribune yesterday, and they called it Homegrown for History Nerds. So it started yesterday, and the ending day is next Wednesday. And organizations across the Twin Ports and greater have free open house history programs during this week. And you can learn more at just Google Twin Ports Festival of History. It's too long of a URL to read on the air.
Mm-hmm.
But the ending day is Wednesday, April 9th, and that is Two Harbors Day. So our friends over at the Lake County Historical Society are doing their popular History in a Pint series that night at the Tipsy Mosquito. And we at the library from 1 to 2 are doing an open house in our archive room. So come celebrate our shared history and enjoy an open house in the archive room. If you have a research project in mind and you'd like some staff expertise, come on by with that question. Or if you just want to see what's all in the archives room, we have yearbooks going back. We have newspapers going back. We have bird eggs from the 1890s, because why not?
Oh, you know, I never thought I would hear that sentence, especially, you know, not before 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yes,
that come and see our bird eggs from the 1800s. That's so fabulous. Oh, my goodness. So your open house is April 9th?
That's Wednesday, April 9th, yep, nice. From 1 to 2. And, of course, our archives room is open for research appointments throughout the week, but this is a great time if you just want to get your feet wet. You don't even know what you're looking for till you see it, and we will have a staff expert in the room to help navigate.
That's so wonderful. Sweet. Anything else you have to share? I'm sure you have a long list, but what's the highlight here?
Could I have time for one more program?
You certainly do.
Thank you. So speaking of history, next Friday, April 11th, we're hosting Susan Hawkinson, who is the co-author of Timber Connections, The Joyce Lumber Story. So come learn about the raucous and entertaining lifestyle of the lumberjacks and settlers and what a lawless land this truly was back in the day. So that's Timber Tales with Susan Hawkinson next Friday, April 11th from 10 to 11. And for this, we would recommend like high school age up.
Okay, perfect. Love it. Why don't you give your contact information one more time?
Absolutely. So we're at the Two Harbors Public Library at 320 Waterfront Drive, Two Harbors, Minnesota, 55616. Look for the beautiful snowy landscape and you are right there. We're online at twoharborspubliclibrary.com and we have fun on Facebook at Two Harbors Public Library. Give us a call at 218-834-3148 and tell us what your go-to Randy Newman karaoke song is.
Love it. Love it. I'd be interested in knowing that one, too. Thanks so much, Madeline. And you just have a fabulous rest of your day.
Back at you. Thank you so much, Michelle. Always so much fun to call in at KTWH.
Yes. Love our partnership. You have a wonderful day now.
You as well. Take care.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye. Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library calling in the first and third Thursday of each month to give us the scoop.